Hi, Taryn.
I was trying to purposefully do a hello how you do it.
Do I say it like that?
Hello.
Do I talk like that?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What was that?
Hi, guys.
Back. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn. She tried to keep up. She couldn't.
Well, you talked so fast.
I just wanted to, you know, test you.
Ooh, throw we should you play. Off. Okay. So, did you have a fun fact, or can this be in place
of it? I don't have a fun fact. Guys, the fun facts, I feel like we should just hand those over to Taryn.
Shut up.
Really? I'm terrible at them.
I thrive at them.
I don't even know if we fully address this, but we've been trying to start off every single episode with a really random fun fact.
Yeah.
And Taryn kills it every single time, and I struggle so hard with coming up with a random thing. Just the way that I am, I overthink it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it has to be something interesting, and it has to be funny, or it has to be I want to throw you off, I want to throw them off, and then I end up spiraling.
But see,
I don't pick anything.
That's where you fail.
I know.
Because the whole idea of it, and this is why many people like to hang out with me, because I'm that person that's literally sitting there and it's just like, how is tape made? Yeah. And you're like, what? I'm literally staring at a piece of tape.
I was like, where did tape come from?
Because that's what I'm saying. And you say these things and then people are like, yeah, how is it made? You know what I mean? You can't think about it.
Sure. I guess I just overthink it is the whole thing.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
I don't even know what you. I don't know.
Oh, I remember. Okay. Because I was trying to say what you were saying.
Yeah, it's fine.
So me and my brother, mostly Ryan, we would always play this game where we would talk, one person would talk in sentences slow and the other person would try to match what they're saying.
Like Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of TV back in the
day. It happens now.
I know. But I never got hooked on it. Okay, I'm going to stop talking.
That was really funny.
They do that. I was thinking we should do
it. Long story short, they do that on SNL.
Okay, let's do it right now. Do you want me to talk first?
Yeah, you talk first.
Okay, you're going to follow me?
You know how I'm going to follow.
Okay, ready?
Hi, my name is Butthead.
How is your grocery store cars?
I don't know that wasn't even grammatical.
If you don't know the word, I can't follow.
My turn.
That was
my
terrible.
My turn. Okay.
Hello.
My name is
Broccoli
Straw.
What?
I was trying to think of weird words to piece together to trip you up.
And you just broccoli straw.
That's all I got. Guys, I'm terrible at this stuff. I can't.
With that, welcome to Unsolicited Advice.
This is either the best.
It's the best.
Intro we've ever
think
done,
about
or
it.
The absolute worst don't intro we've ever done. I'm not going
there
to.
There you go.
I'm not going to.
Welcome.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. It is Ashley over here, and that's Taryn over there.
Over there.
And we are here to advise you. As we do every single Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, you know, whatever day it is for you over there.
Yeah.
Here, it's actually Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. Dear Lord.
I'm a mess.
This is what you get
I'm
when
hot.
You absolutely prep nothing.
Yeah.
Every time we start, I don't know what we're going to talk about for the
But that's what's
good
fun
first,
about it. That's what's fun
show.
About it is I feel like I'm always, you know how, you know how when you go on stage to perform or you go to do this big thing, if you're in front of people, a wedding where you have to give a speech or something like that, and you get a little bit of nerves.
Yes.
I feel like I get it a little bit every single time right when we sit down because I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about.
That's very true.
And it's very fun and exciting for me. And I'm sure the listeners, maybe it's fun and exciting for you. Maybe
it's
not.
Oh, for sure. Well,
maybe
that's
you
our
just
number...
enjoy the benefits of it being fun and exciting for us. I don't know. It's fun.
I threw up a little in my mouth right now.
Just now?
Yeah.
I'm okay though.
Oh my God. Okay. So.
I'm thinking about it now. Okay. New topic.
So that's what I feel like most people...
You take a drink of water.
I'm concerned now.
Okay. Gotta clear it up.
Most people say that the thing they like the most about our podcast is that they feel like they're just sitting with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly is... this is how we talk to each other.
This is how we... This
it
is
usually
the realest,
is me saying weird things.
Most realistic situation here. This is how we talk all the time.
Yeah. But I did think of something.
Okay.
So you said like you get nervous. Do you have any like weird, like how does your body, I'm trying to think how to say it. How does your body react to being nervous? Like, do you have anything weird that happens? Because I do.
Weird? What? Oh, you do have weird. Taryn's just weird. The way her body, like.
It's the.
Can I tell them about your like heights?
Yeah, that's
fine. Taryn's really afraid of heights.
No, I'm not. That's the thing.
But clearly you
My
are.
My body is.
Okay, so Taryn thinks she's not afraid of heights. But every time she gets near an edge, and I mean like every time we walk near anything like a cliff or anything, even like a clear balcony. You know, those like buildings that have those clear. Anyways, her knees start shaking and she literally falls.
It's like
she can literally fall and her knees just go to jello. And it's the weirdest thing. And I remember her telling me, which I've said this on the podcast before. She's told me things before at the beginning of our friendship where I was like, oh, okay.
You're so dramatic.
And if, since you couldn't see that, I rolled my eyes. I was just like, okay, that's not true. That's probably, you know. A little dramatic on Taryn's part. No, it's 100% correct. Her knees start shaking really bad and then she falls.
It's just like, it's usually like a won't. Like I catch myself, but that's why I always tell Ashley, I feel like I'm going to die in a weird way like that because I'm going to be, because my mind likes heights.
I don't want to scare you, but like I could see that happening.
I know. Like I feel like I'd be at Yosemite and be like, look at this view and step to the edge and then be like, won't, and then just like fall off a cliff.
Oh, 100%. See, I don't do anything like that. I get really quiet. And I usually get hot.
When you're nervous?
Yeah.
You get hot.
I get hot, my hands start sweating, and then I get really quiet. Like, I won't, like, quiet.
Yeah.
I won't say anything.
I think I might have, like, a disorder.
I don't know.
If any of you are medical professionals, please let me know. Because it's not only that. So my knees give out when I see, like, a cut or if someone's telling me a story about how they get hurt, my butt falls asleep.
Which is such a random part of the body.
If you ever watch me looking at a cut, I start to like move my legs around because my butt literally falls asleep, like it tingles. And then when I get really nervous, my left pointer finger, the first knuckle, starts like electrocuting me. Just that one spot. Oh my God. Then behind my bottom teeth. Same feeling when I get nervous.
So I'm sure everyone listening now is understanding why I thought that you were making this all up when I first met you. Because I was like, this is ridiculous.
I think I have a disorder.
Something's not connected.
Nervous.
Correctly. In the nervous Story system within life. Taryn. It's
I'm not
right.
correct. Anyways, wow. This was a great tangent.
This is a very random tangent.
Do you have anything you want to update us on in your life? You got back from a trip.
I just got back from Estonia, which is one of the Baltic countries. A lot of people don't know that.
No.
When I told them where I went, they said, I'm sorry, where? And it was great. I was there for 2 weeks and it was beautiful. And I had a good group of people with me and I had so much fun. So
your pictures were gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love it there. It's got, if you guys don't know, it's one of the oldest, most preserved medieval times countries.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it was never hit during the war, so like the buildings are still intact.
That's awesome.
So you walk around their old town and like some of the alleyways are exactly the same, and
that's
you can tell
so cool.
Like you can tell the difference between the preserved ones and like the more updated maintained ones. The buildings are just unreal, and there's this one alleyway next to St. Catherine's Cathedral that is completely preserved, like the whole alleyway.
Oh my gosh.
The cathedral and everything about it is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And when you walk through it, it's very eerie.
I could see
not
that.
In like a creepy way, but it's just like the amount of people that have walked like, through that slash leaned against the wall, touched the floor, like the amount of people, like when I walked through it, that's all I could think about was how many people have walked through it, you know. Just weird.
That's really cool.
It's interesting.
That's cool.
Interesting. That's where I was.
Awesome. I missed you guys. Every time she leaves, I realize how much I like communicate with you because I would like do something weird or something weird would happen to me. Like, and I'd go to text you and I was like, I would tell myself, is this like a crucial thing that you need to distract her on her trip? Or can you just wait?
I appreciate you even thinking that way. It's I think we've like we continued talking, but it's very different because Estonia is a full 10 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So it's a full day ahead. Yeah. So when you're waking up, like I was going to bed. And so it was just one of those situations where, it was interesting. Anyways,
we're back together. I'm great. I feel like nothing too crazy's happened. it's summer, so I feel summer. Like, I don't know, there's like a mood shift.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, summer brings out the most productive, like,
yeah.
happiest.
Well, and like you like go to get coffee after work or like you go to a movie.
Because the days are so long.
Like a vacation, mm-hmm. but it's like you could have done that last month.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get what
like,
you're
so like. Casual. Yeah.
On a separate note,
oh.
our Alone and Hungry episode.
Oh, yeah.
It charted.
What?
It did so good, you guys. And for us, I don't know when you're listening to this, but for us, that episode just came out like a day ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And it's doing so well.
It's kicking butt. And it's
excited
on,
for it.
I think it's really cool because we usually hit charts in the health category,
mm-hmm.
which like. Makes me feel really official? Smart.
Kind yeah. of official.
Because like if we, I mean, comedy is cool. Like all that stuff is cool. But like health, I feel like is like sounds
Ooh,
legit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like health. And to hit the top of like an episode chart
yeah.
is a lot harder. Because if you think of all the podcasts, all
a
the episodes out.
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah. So
100%.
Y'all are killing it. Keep telling
people. This
goes
people. Out to you, you guys. That was all you.
Keep telling everyone you know so we can quit our day jobs.
I'm just God. Kidding. Please. That would be great. Oh,
you have something?
I have something I wanted to share. So I was going through our DMs and the amount of people that
can
are...
Can I say something?
What?
I feel like every time you mention stuff, it makes it sound like I don't. So I just want to clarify that like I am active on the accounts too. You don't do it.
I was going
like,
to say.
I feel like you'll be like, oh, Taryn, I don't know. I forgot to tell you. So just so everyone knows, I do read it too. Ashley's just better at it. So I care.
You know what? You do great fun facts and I'm better at this and it's okay. fine. It's fine.
I accept it.
We just,
we're puzzle
it is
pieces.
What it is. We're
I hearted you.
Okay. Okay. The amount of people that DM'd us saying how much they love your dad jokes.
Oh.
Were unreal. There's so many of them.
Thank you. Because this girl here doesn't, I don't know if she doesn't appreciate.
It's not that I don't like them. It's not that I don't like them.
You don't follow.
I just, sometimes I'm just like, oh, that was funny. But like.
You're one of those people that's like, oh, that's funny.
It's like a punny kind of funny.
I feel like if you have to say, oh, that's funny, it's not funny. Because if it was funny, you would laugh.
Maybe it's just not my vibe. Maybe it's your vibe. But you know what? Clearly, it's the listeners' vibes because they loved it.
Thanks, guys.
I wanted to read a few of them off. Emily says, I was listening to your new episode. And first of all, I love the dad jokes at the end.
Thank you.
But it reminded me of a joke that my dad told me in the car, which is perfect because you said that you did not have a dad joke.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to. Today.
Here
I mean,
have
I have
one.
A stash that I can look for, but I feel like if they want to mm-hmm. do it, maybe you should save one of them for the end.
Oh, I just have one.
Oh, we'll do it now. It's fine.
Okay.
Unless we want to be like suspenseful. Tune in.
Tune in. Stay tuned till we're just
going to
go. We're just going to go for it.
That's fine.
Her dad told her a joke in the car. It says, what do you call a hen who knows how to count all of her chicks?
I don't know.
A mathma chicken.
It's so good. The McChicken.
Oh my God. Hopefully
so
you guys
good.
Laughed. I just wanted to have a chance to actually make Taryn laugh with the dad joke, but I thought it was clever. So
it's great.
Thank you, Emily, for sharing. She said she just hoped that this would make our day.
It did make my day.
It really did make our day. Also, if you guys do not follow us on our Instagram, you totally should. It's
yes.
Unsolicited Advice Pod. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we posted some video proof that we talked about in one of our more recent episodes. It was in the Alone and Hungry episode where Taryn talked about how she couldn't do eye drops.
Yeah.
If you guys want video proof of this, of how bad she is at taking eye drops, please go watch our proofs highlight. Actually, I think I posted it in the
you
as a static
post. Like a snippet.
I posted a snippet as a static post, and then we have the whole like situation going down in the highlights reel for the proof videos.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it yet, please go see it. So many people commented and DM'd saying, one of them said same. This was, who said this? Victoria Grace said, same girl, same.
Yeah.
So
thank
she
you.
Feels the same way
you.
With your eye drop situation. And then Lisa says,
what?
This has me dance laughing at work. I can't. And it's her watching. It's one of the specific videos. It's really funny. You guys need to go watch it. And then someone else said, Taryn's dad jokes give me life.
which I thought was just
super, super sweet.
It makes me feel very understood because, I mean, I have a weird sense of humor. I am a very unique bird.
Little bird.
Little bird.
Little bird with a unique sense of humor.
Little baby bird.
And then last thing is Penny Square sent us a DM, and it was just really sweet, so I thought I'd just give her a little
Please
shout out. She said, "Hey, babes, just want to let you know that I am so in love with your show. It is so fun, and you guys make a hell of a great team. Also, the idea of the podcast is truly amazing. Hope the best for the two of you."
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So sweet. You guys are the best. You guys make our day. So thank you so much for sending in the DMs. It means a lot.
Yes.
It means a lot.
It does mean a lot.
And, you know, send in stuff. Maybe we'll, like,
yeah,
share it here.
Our emails are overflowing.
I sat down yesterday to pick out my stories
yeah.
for today's episode mm-hmm. and was like, because I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So let's just preface with that. I got really overwhelmed.
It's super overwhelming.
There was a lot.
Because I want to answer like every single one.
And like half of me wants to like respond.
I know.
Via email and then pick out the few that we talk about on here. We're not doing that now, but maybe that's something we're going to end up doing in the future because I felt so guilty. There's no way we can get to all of them.
No, there's no way. So. And I'm one of those people who I get very like, if I can't respond to everyone, mm-hmm. I won't respond to anyone.
Yeah, because you feel like
I'm
you're
so
leaving
afraid
them out.
Of like, I don't want to make anyone feel like they weren't loved or yeah. like, it's not fair. Why did you respond to them? And not so I just get like super overwhelmed.
Yeah, I feel
but
the same way.
I like the emails are getting better and better and better. Like, I don't know yeah. how. It's yeah. like people are like starting to under.
Well, I know what happened. I feel like we've done. I mean, how many episodes have we done now?
Like, oh gosh,
over 10.
Yeah,
we know that. And I feel like they've heard a lot of examples now
yeah.
that make them feel comfortable to yeah. share their own stories is what's yeah. going on. So people are being like, oh, so-and-so shared this. I'm going to share mine.
My story you know? For this episode, straight up, she says, like, she heard a specific episode and it gave her the courage to, like,
see,
tell her story.
That's all it is.
I freaking love that. I love it.
I love that, too. Guys, we literally want to hear everything. Don't hold back. We love yeah. all the details. Please send it in. And yeah, I'm
it's
just really
cool
excited
too because like I know you always do this for people, but like they'll be talking about a specific situation and you'll be like, hey, listen to this podcast. Like they talk about it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like because we are talking about such like basic life issues, but also like unique life issues.
Yeah.
Like it's good. I've had a couple people in DMs that I've read where they're like, my friend was struggling with this. I sent it to her and it was like,
yes.
great. So like, that's like the goal. It's like, we just want to like connect people to people. And the whole thing that's so powerful about hearing other people's lives is like realizing that like, you're not alone.
Yeah.
And there's something powerful about that.
There's something
you feel
so
like,
powerful about
yeah.
it. And what's also amazing is it's not like an ad with how we're being shared. It's literally word of mouth.
Yeah.
So it's like friends telling friends, family members, you know, coworkers sharing with like another coworker that's going through something.
Yeah.
Maybe being like, hey, listen to this episode. I think it might help you. That's mm-hmm. how everyone's hearing about it.
Yeah.
And it makes me really happy because I feel like that's the best way
yeah.
to hear about something. Like,
yeah.
I feel like all like the trustworthy things come from friends who recommend it to me.
That's very true.
You know, it's not from like some ad somewhere yeah. else floating around on the interweb or whatever.
Interweb.
Like it's literally from someone being like, oh my God, I loved this episode. I really think you get a lot out of
yeah.
it. That's the people I trust the most. So
oh, totally.
That means a lot that you guys are doing that.
So cool.
Thanks, guys. Well, should we?
Am I going first?
I feel like I should go. Was yours more serious?
Yes.
Okay, I think I'm going to go first because mine is an embarrassing story.
Okay.
But I do want to give a heads up. I think it's actually a little more serious than it actually like leads on.
Oh, okay.
Like it was sent in as an embarrassing story, but the once I read the full thing, I was like, this is actually a little, you know, more serious also, but it is a funny story, so.
Okay, got it.
It's a little more lighthearted, however.
We're going to attack an issue.
There's an issue in there, so.
Okay, so should we take a quick break before we get into yours? I feel like that was enough of a teaser.
Oh, really?
I'm ready for it.
You don't want to hear the title?
Yeah.
I have a title. This person titled it herself. It's a girl. And she titled it Peekaboo at the Pool.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Am I going to want to fight someone?
I don't know.
Probably. I want to fight people.
I'm going to want to fight someone.
Oh, then I for sure am. Because I'm the feisty one out of us two.
All right, going down. Okay, let's take a break and we'll get into this peekaboo at the pool situation.
Okay, break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and get on straight into the story.
Dang. She didn't even welcome you back.
I didn't.
I'm going to read my story.
I didn't. I feel like this happens every single time.
Oh, anonymous check?
There is not an anonymous on here, so I'm going to go ahead and say her name.
Okay.
I literally just read it a third time to make sure.
I've been writing like at the very top of my story, anonymous.
I need to start doing that.
Or like not anonymous.
I do want to just, one of my biggest fears is that I read someone's story.
Yeah.
Who wants to be anonymous and I say their name anyways.
Yeah.
So she did not put it on there. So I feel confident saying her name, but that's why it took me like five times reading it to make sure. Okay.
I support you.
So this is from Emily and she titled it herself, Peekaboo at the Pool. Hey, Taryn and Ashley. First, I have to say how much I adore your podcast. Thanks, girl. Means a lot. I listen to it every Monday on my commute to school, which, side note, two episodes ago, we started the show us what you're doing while you're listening to the podcast.
Yes. Why have we not talked about this yet?
I don't know, but that just reminded me of it because she said she listens to it on her way to school.
Obsessed. Because first of all, there's something about like when you do things on social media or like a platform like a podcast or whatever where you're not necessarily like visually connected with your audience.
Yeah.
Like you kind of sometimes you feel like I don't know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
And so all these selfies, like I got selfies of people in their rooms at work. I got selfies of people like taking out the trash and like seeing all of your faces has been so freaking cool.
And it's the most relatable thing I've ever seen because one of the reasons I think I fell in love with podcasts years ago in the first place was because it allowed me to do things while I was listening.
Yeah.
Like it's not like YouTube where you have to like sit down and actually watch a video. I was like running errands in the grocery store listening to stories through my headphones. So it was so fun seeing them do the exact same thing that I do.
I hope we keep that going.
And then just seeing faces was really fun too. So I feel like this should be like a consistent thing.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Share what you're doing when you listen.
We need to come up with like a clever
name. We'll get back to you guys with what we're going to title it, but we'll come up with a clever little title for it. And we should keep that going because, oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
Love it.
Anyways, break over. We're continuing. She listens to her podcast every Monday on her commute to school. And she says, y'all have made me laugh, cry, and everything in between, which is so cute. My story is a situation that I have no idea how to handle, and I could definitely use some advice on. This all took place a good amount of years ago, but I'm still so embarrassed whenever I think about it. So basically, the pool I go to has swimming and diving lessons for teens who wanted to become lifeguards. There was a tent for changing rooms next to the pool deck. And one day, after my lessons, I went into the changing room to change from my bathing suit into my normal clothes. Now, on the other side of the changing room tent, there was a big field with a basketball court and a bunch of boys who were throwing around a football. And as I take my bathing suit off, I hear whispers and rustling outside of my tent.
Oh, God. This is not a funny story.
I know. She put it in as embarrassing, and I understand, but I also... We're just going to continue.
I'm upset already.
Taryn's about to punch someone.
I'm upset already.
To my surprise, one of the boys playing football opens up the tent flap of my changing room inside. Taryn is pissed. I'm just as pissed too, but I already read this, so we're going to continue. Obviously, I had no idea what to do, so I just knelt down in the corner, butt naked, and quickly held up my clothes to cover my body, but it was too late and he had already gotten what he went in there for, I guess. Now, this boy literally stands there staring at me, and I had no idea what to do. Finally, he runs out of the changing room, and I'm like, phew, now that seems bad enough, but it's common knowledge how undeniably stupid teenage boys are.
Well, yeah.
It's the teenage age.
Yeah.
Everyone's stupid, but yes. So she continues, this little jerk goes and tells all his friends what he saw. And in all caps, she puts, one at a time, they open up the tent flap and look inside. The little bastards.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm so upset. So she didn't say how many people were playing football. But she said a bunch of boys.
It doesn't matter.
So we're not talking like two or three guys. We're talking like a group of people.
I'm really upset right now.
I know. She continues. Now I'm still naked in the corner, bawling my eyes out because I had no idea what to do. I couldn't change into my clothes because there was a new boy coming in every 2 minutes. And I wouldn't have time without them seeing me. I was too scared to tell them off because they were older and a lot bigger than me, so they could have easily come into the corner and done something. So I just sat down there for like 10 minutes with a bunch of boys coming in and looking at me, being completely mortified and having no idea what to do. Finally, they stopped and I changed into my clothes as fast as I could and skirted out of there. I later told my mom and sister, but there wasn't anything they could do, obviously, except confront the boys. So my sister,
being the
girl that she is, being probably a lot like Taryn, went over to them and started yelling at them about respect and privacy. When my family went home, I remember crying for a long time and being so embarrassed. I haven't seen the boys since and definitely haven't gone back into those changing rooms, but the whole experience was awful and traumatizing and one of the most embarrassing things that has ever happened to me. It's been a pretty long time, but I still remember the day clearly, and I would love some advice on what to do in these types of situations. That felt so good to get out. So even if you don't put it on the episode, thank you for letting me rant. Love you both so, so much, and please keep doing what you're doing because I know it helps me deal with so much. Emily.
Dude, I'm freaking heated.
Same. I can't. The amount of, like, it goes through my head this way that someone sees someone hurting like that and then wants to have all their friends come and look at her at the same time. It's like, it's just.
The thing is.
It's evil. I want to say evil.
It is evil.
I want to say evil.
It is evil.
At first I wanted to like hold back from saying evil, but I feel like that's just pure evil. That's just so mean.
Like, okay. We're going to hit on a lot of this.
Yeah, let's just start from the top.
Just one aspect of it. It's one thing if it was like stupid boys who like one boy looked in a window and saw like a girl changing and was like, come on, let's look. And they were like spying. But the fact that they're like opening it, they're seeing this girl not only is she like right there in front of them, like exposed, like vulnerable, mm-hmm. but she's also like clearly upset. And the fact that they like keep going back and doing it over and over, like that is what makes me want to like rip.
There's a cockiness there, like a real strong cockiness there that I think yeah. needs to be shut down real fast.
Oh my gosh.
Not okay.
I'm so upset. Well, first of all, I'm sorry, what was her name?
Her name's Emily.
I'm really bad with remembering stuff. Emily, you have every right to feel upset, and it mm-hmm. makes total sense why that is stuck with you, and it probably is something that will stick with you. And I think it's because there's that feeling of like, you know, when something is stolen from you, and in that moment you were violated, like that's your body, that's your privacy, like you're supposed to have control over who sees your body, who has access to your body. And the fact that like it was stolen from you and
multiple times
over and over, like that's so traumatizing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like even the way she titled it, I think putting it into an embarrassing story category is okay, and like I understand that, but I think we a lot of times, especially as women, tend to like downplay. Yeah. A lot of situations because we don't want to make a big deal out of it and we don't want to cause a scene. And
because we're criticized for
exactly.
Like, oh, you're a woman, you're being all dramatic, you're yeah. being whatever.
And I could see, I don't know.
I'll freaking
I could
show
see
you
them
dramatic.
Saying, like, oh, boys are stupid, but like, that's yeah. not an excuse.
No.
And it's not, like, not all boys are stupid like that. Like, that was a specific type of evil little boy
yeah.
who decided to go, like, tell his friends.
Yeah.
So, making a big deal about it and telling your mom and, you know, telling your sister and even yelling back at them while it's happening, like that's yeah, okay.
That was going to be my advice. Like, if I understand, like I've been in those situations where you almost become kind of like paralyzed, like
yeah.
you can't even say anything, but I would like the next time, because obviously you're at a public pool, like there's people in earshot, mm-hmm. I would start screaming help over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, help, help, like they're going to rape me, even though they're not. But like just to even help them to see the severity of like you're coming in a room like not invited into a room where a woman or a girl, I don't know how old she was, is naked and she's clearly not enjoying it, like that is a violation of her privacy. So yeah. I would scream my head off so that someone could come in and deal with it. And honestly, like, or I would have threatened, like, I'm calling the police, like whatever you can to like make them feel like, oh, this is like serious, to get them to stop.
Yeah,
that's probably what I would have done.
Yeah, I would have screamed bloody murder. I would have.
Well,
screamed.
Well, now I probably would have freaking charged them.
I could see you
in my birthday
doing
suit.
That.
I would have been like, oh, you want to see? You want to? Yeah, I could see myself.
I feel like I would have frozen like yeah. her, and it would have taken. Unfortunately, I feel like it would have taken like a few boys for me
times
to realize.
To, yeah.
what I needed to do.
Yeah.
You know, instead of react, like I'm the type that like pauses and
yeah,
freaks out,
no,
so.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say, I think someday this could be something that is like an embarrassing story that like you tell. And I'm glad that you told it. And you even mentioned, I think towards the end, like it felt
venting
good to get it out.
It. Yeah.
The more, and we've said this so many times, but I'm such a firm believer in the more that you speak something out, it loses its power.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm struggling inside, and we've even had this like in our friendship, and this is just like a small example, but if I'm inside being like, oh, I don't know, like Ashley's been acting weird, like did I do something? And if I don't speak it, then all I'm gonna do is spiral in my own head, and it's gonna become this big massive thing that's like affecting me so much.
Yeah.
But the second I come out and I speak something into existence, either by saying it, I'm like, oh, that's not even that big a deal. Or someone who's there can be like, hey, like, no, like, it's not that way. Or like, I know how you're feeling. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it loses power. So
yeah,
people
100%.
Need to like, you should talk about it.
And not be embarrassed by it.
No. But I will say, there's something that I've always said. Like, I think a lot of times we say like, oh, yeah, I was scarred by that.
Yeah.
But a scar doesn't hurt.
Right.
A scar is something that's there that reminds you of something in the past, but a scar doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
So if this is still affecting you, it's an open wound.
Yes.
And it requires care and attention.
Yeah.
So if this is still to this day something you can't get out of your mind, you know, like it's still affecting you. It shows you that like you need to be like careful and
you need to
and
be careful, yeah.
Take care of yourself
and talk
in that
about
way.
It. And talking about it, like Taryn said, is the best thing you can do. And this is such a weird like comparison, but I remember when I got in my very first accident, I hydroplaned on a freeway in my parents' car and hit a wall. And luckily, no one else got in the way of the car because I somehow ended up from like the center wall on the freeway all the way over to the right side. And it was like a 6-lane freeway. Yeah. And I literally blacked out. Like, I don't remember crossing all those lanes. Yeah. So thank God no one got hurt. But I remember my dad, not in the best way, not in a mean way, forcing me to drive like 2 days later because I didn't want to. And he like sat me down and was like, babe, like you need to sit down and you need to get in the car and just drive to Starbucks. And I didn't want to because I didn't even realize, but it was already happening.
Yeah.
Like I was already scared of the car. I was having like anxiety attacks, just kind of like being in it and hearing like the motor start. Like it was all happening. And it still happens to this day in the rain because it happened when my accident happened like while it was raining.
Yeah.
So if it's super heavy rain and I'm driving, I still get really tense.
Yeah.
But like back then, like right after it happened, I was so scared to get back in the driver's seat. But my dad was like, that's the one thing you have to do.
Yeah. Like
so that
it doesn't affect horse, you. Get back on.
Yeah. Like, and it's such a cheesy like phrase that we all talk about and hear about all the time, but it means so much. And it's so true. Like the more you talk about it, the more you get it out of your system, the better you can actually wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
The sooner you can move on.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying it won't ever affect you because I still get tense in the rain when I'm driving on the freeway. Yeah. But I have a handle on it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what she needs to do.
And like, I think you need to like remind yourself that like you are more like in control of the situation than you probably feel.
Yeah.
So it's like, even though like, yeah, they saw your body, which is like still, I want to freaking, like you have control to be like, you know what? Like, I'm beautiful and I didn't want them to see it, but that does not have any control of like who I am and like what I stand for and like what I will do from this point on.
Ooh,
like,
I love that.
Remember that like you still are a powerful person and like you can take, I feel like everyone can take control back of a situation, but it's a very like, it's a mental thing and sometimes it's not easy.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like it's so easy.
It's
you know what I mean?
I love how you said that. You have to be very intentional about the steps you take to get there. Otherwise, if you're not, then it is difficult because you're gonna keep like kind of like spiraling backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said, totally. Taryn.
Thanks.
Good job.
I do have a minor in counseling, so
calm down. Emily, thank you so much for opening up with
thank
us.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, but I guarantee you, there's listeners out there that heard this and probably have a very similar story.
Oh, totally.
And also, like, this is just a good reminder for us as people, male or female, like if something is happening and you feel in your gut that it's wrong, and like even if people are laughing and they think it's a funny situation, if it's wrong to you and you're being wronged, like you have every right to scream make a scene and do what you got to do because you got to protect yourself. And I feel like we just all need a good reminder to remember to do that because that's
not
cool.
If you ever find these boys, send me their address. I guarantee they will not be laughing for much longer.
Nope. We're gonna have to go do like a boxing class or something after this to get some
tie
anger out because we're not okay over
roundhouse
here.
Roundhouse kick. I just like bit my tongue while I was
talking.
You
said that
roundhouse.
Weird. It was like a lisp, but it wasn't.
I was like roundhouse. Roundhouse.
Anyways. Kick. Thank you, Emily. Okay. We should take a breather.
Yeah.
Before we hit yours, because you said yours is pretty serious too.
You misled me on that. I'm fanning
myself. I know. I was misled too.
Okay.
But like, anyways.
Yeah.
That's it is what it is.
It is what it is. Well, thank you, Emily, for sharing. And you know, we're proud of you.
Super proud of. And she's talking about it.
Yeah, she's taking her control
it with
back.
Us, shared it with the
girl,
UA
you take
fam.
That control.
You do what you got to do.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my story is she's so cute. She titled it, but then she said, "Feel free to give this a better title, which is your fault."
You're welcome,
They're
world.
Not even confident about their titles anymore,
They are
actually.
Confident. I just had a very confident title. She just maybe wanted some help with it.
No.
Hit me she with the title. Like, hit me with the title.
Ashley might not like this, so she could title
that is not,
it.
That is not what she thought.
Don't you worry. I'm reading it. The title is Not a Superwoman.
Oh.
Intrigued?
Do you remember that Superwoman song? That Supergirl song? What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, it was the 90s song. It was a while ago.
I can't think of it.
I'm going to think of it, and I'm going to come back with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Break.
Let's take a break. Welcome back.
I just want to say that the artist is Crystal Harris.
Oh, you're talking about
the
song?
The title is Supergirl, and it came out in 2001.
Okay, and now you need to sing it.
I am a Supergirl, and I'm here to save the world. And I want to know. Taryn is clearly the singer in this friendship, but you're welcome, world.
Like, even if I knew what song you were talking about, I would have still made you sing it.
Anyways, it reminded me of that, and I got excited. And
it was great.
It's a great song. And that was great. I used to just, you know, blare that in my bedroom. It's good times.
I love to just, like, let you dangle and struggle.
I, like, wait for you to chime in and, like, you know, so we can, like, ping pong back and forth. She says nothing. And I'm just, like, sitting there going, like, well.
Like I said, I've said before, I can save you in those moments. But sometimes I like to just watch.
You're an evil person.
No, I'm not.
Taryn Renee.
I'm nice. Okay.
Anyways, hit me with your Supergirl story.
Right.
Not a Supergirl. Not a Superman.
Not a Superwoman.
Woman is one of them.
So this is Lauren, and she gave
Lauren.
Us permission to use her name.
I love that. Hi, Lauren.
I know.
I feel like I know them better when they say their name.
It's true. I appreciate the anonymity.
I understand and appreciate the anonymity.
Anonymity. Sure. You sounded smart.
The anonymouses.
Because I feel like most of my stories, I would rather be anonymous, but I'm, you know, on this podcast. So.
I just wanted to say, I like hearing her name.
Yeah.
That's all.
I had someone walk up to me and be like, so I listen to your podcast. I'm learning a lot about you. And I was like, oh, God.
In the best way, though.
I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just gonna skip over that.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Dear Ashley and Taryn, I wanted to start out by saying that I love your podcast and I always listen to it on my way to work Monday mornings.
Send us video proof. We'd love it. Thank
We're
you.
We're killing the Mondays. I also want to say that your episode on mental health really inspired me and is the reason why I am sharing my story for the first time now. Lauren, you go, girl.
Oh, so proud of you.
Second of all, like we were just saying, like, I think you are going to experience so much freedom.
Yeah.
Just talking about it.
Oh, my God. That makes me so happy.
I know, me too.
Slightly emotional.
Me too.
I'm fine.
I don't think you guys understand how much we, like, really feel
we're
like
very
we're
invested
connected
in
with
you guys in your lives. It's weird, but we love it.
Ooh, okay. Oh. Wait, should I say this? I'm going to say it now really fast because we haven't started. So a couple episodes ago, we talked about the peanut allergy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So someone emailed back. I think I can say her name. Let me just.
Yeah, let's double check that because, again,
blah, blah, blah.
Biggest fear right now.
She doesn't say no, but she says her name's Katie. And she said, I saw a story that answers the question because I was very, like, intrigued by the thought of if those kids were to knowingly expose her to peanuts
and she's definitely allergic,
would that be murder? And everyone is, like, making fun of me for saying that.
I saw.
It's a legit question.
It is a legit question.
I think it's a legit
question. Especially given their age.
Yeah.
Like, it's not only is it weird because it's an allergy and, you know, but, like, if it's premeditated.
Yeah, that's right.
If it's premeditated, it puts it in that category. But then they're children too, so it's like,
yeah, but they're old enough.
What is the answer?
They're old enough.
Yeah.
So she said, I saw a story that answers this question. Feel free to do research on it, which I didn't. So again, this could be totally true or
this
false.
Is unsolicited advice.
You know. Mm-hmm. She said it is possible to be charged with murder, whatever degree or premeditated. She said there was an instance where a child in elementary school had a severe allergy to pineapples.
Elementary school, that's even elementary. Younger.
Mm-hmm. A severe allergy to pineapples. So the school decided to stop using pineapple as a lunch or snack item. Some other
like
kids.
Like banning it?
Yeah, so they banned it. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Some other kids had gotten all mad because it was just one child with the allergy. They decided to put pineapple juice on their hands and give the kid a high five just to get back at them. Yes. Yes.
These little savages.
I know. Elementary school is so young. I can't even imagine. People, you know, can I just say, I know I'm not a parent, but y'all are exposing your kids to too much too young. They just are. If you look at...
That's not only, like, you know, evil, but, like, that's smart, too.
Yeah.
To, like, not actually have the pineapple, like, and with them. Yes. And just high five
put
them.
Put it on your hands, high five. Yeah. Where are these little fools getting pineapple juice, by the way?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Anyways.
Dang.
So the kid went into anaphylactic shock.
Right.
And the kids eventually went to juvie. This is where she was like, I can't remember, but she thinks they were charged as adults for premeditated. I don't know if it was murder or something. And then she said, just thought I'd let you know.
Maybe
and then I responded.
If it's premeditated, this is not a crime podcast. But
clearly.
Like, if it's premeditated, that puts it in the murder category,
well,
right?
It might have been like attempted.
It would be.
I did respond to her and I was like, wait, did the child die? And she says she doesn't think so, but he was in like severe.
It would be premeditated attempt.
Or it would
murder.
Be like attempted murder? I don't know.
Y'all can
look it up if you want. Again, that could be not true.
That's insane.
But yeah. So, which is what I was thinking, because I'm like, if you know someone's allergic to something to the point of they could die and you specifically put them in a condition where that has to be.
That's terrible.
Anyways.
Wow.
Obviously, we're still triggered about that one story.
I mean, school's hard enough, but then you hear about like stuff like this. I'm like, I don't want to have kids. I'm scared for them.
I know. I want to have them, but I'm going to like create my own community.
I'm going to
restart the world.
A little bubble.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, let's get back to Lauren's story. She says, here's a little context to my story. Since I was in fourth grade, she's going to be a freshman in college this year.
Okay.
I have suffered from severe anxiety and depression, which came from the bullying I experienced from fourth grade till my sophomore year in high school.
Aww.
I wish there was a way to like stop it.
I know.
I really do. Anyways. I have been to therapy, which has helped a little, but sitting down talking to a stranger about feelings I have never told anyone before seemed to give me more anxiety, so I stopped going. And I just want to interject. I think it's very possible that you just didn't find the right one.
I understand how that can be scary, and like, you know, only having one person to talk to it can cause, I guess, more stress, but it's better to talk about it than it is to not talk about it. So I would agree with Taryn. Maybe you didn't find the right person you feel comfortable with.
And we've talked about this before, but like every time I'm talking to people about like getting counseling, I always tell them, I'm like, it literally is like trying on a pair of shoes. Like, I am a size 7.5, but if I go to one store and I try on a 7.5 in this one specific shoe, sometimes it like cuts off all of my circulation.
What a great analogy, Taryn.
Thank you. Sometimes I'll go to another store and then that's way too big. Mm-hmm. And it's until I find the right pair. And then there might be a pair that I try on and it feels like a good fit, but after I walk in them a mile, I start to get a blister in the back of my heel.
Oh my, it keeps getting better and better.
Really, like people need to, I think people think I'm so weird. They like don't listen. But if you actually listen.
That was a golden little drop of wisdom that you gave us. That
Thank
was
you.
Good.
But I think that's so true. And like when
it's
I've gone to counseling, the first time I went to counseling, she was cool. And I definitely like took things away from our sessions. But I always had that feeling of like, I don't feel like I'm like going anywhere.
Yeah.
And so then I finally went to this one counselor and it was like every single, I went in there being like, I really don't have anything wrong. I just have to do this for my like upper division psych classes. And she's like, okay. And she's like, well, we'll just sit and talk. And every week I left like bawling hysterically, having these breakthroughs from when I was like a little girl, making these connections of why I always choose the same stupid kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like she literally like blew open my mind. And so That's all I'll say, Lauren, is because she goes on to say, like, this is still, like, a struggle.
Okay.
I really think that, you know, obviously you do you. I don't know you well. And maybe some people, therapy isn't a good thing. But I personally think it's such a valuable thing. And I think that you need to give yourself the freedom to, like, shop around till you find a therapist that fits your needs.
100%. Yeah. And if it's not a therapist, then it... a friend or yeah. a family
member.
Oh my
God, there's so many other avenues.
I feel like therapy still has such a negative like stigmatism about it.
Yeah,
which is so stupid. Yeah. But if for some reason like talking to a stranger bothers you, then you got to find someone that you can confide in, that you're close with.
Yeah.
That you can talk to, because the key is like you have to talk it out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Totally. Okay, so she continues, mental health is always something I've struggled with, but I've learned how to handle it. Part two of my backstory is that I have been a competitive dancer since I was 3 years old, which...
Ooh.
You were not a dancer.
Not at all. I feel like you knew that.
I did.
I'm just wanting to like tell the world that I can't dance. It's fine.
No, you can dance. You just don't enjoy it in public settings.
Not like that. Nope. Competitive? No, thank you.
I did competition for like a little while I was...
Dance?
I did competition cheer, mm-hmm. and I did competition dance for like a little bit, more like hip hop, like that kind of thing.
Got it.
Never was I in like the level where it was like as extreme, but I definitely got taste of like that world is mm-hmm. crazy.
It's insane.
It's your like everything when yeah. you're in it, you know? She continues, it's been the way I release all the negative things that I feel. And I feel like it's taken place of therapy.
Dance I could see that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fully. Dance has been the one thing that has kept me going this long. In December of last year, I had extremely bad knee pain. Now, for me, knee pain was a normal thing. I always had some sort of bruise or pain literally everywhere on my body from dancing. But this pain was so bad, I couldn't stand or walk. Even sitting was painful. So my dad took me to urgent care to have x-rays done. Long story short, after several x-rays and an MRI, they found that I had a tumor in my femur. They also told me that they couldn't tell if it was cancerous or not until they did surgery to inspect the tumor. My doctor told me that I had to have surgery as soon as possible so that the tumor wouldn't get any bigger, which meant I had to stop dancing for the rest of my last season ever performing.
Oh.
I know, that's hard.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
That's one thing about athletes, because both of my brothers were athletes, yeah. and it was so scary thinking like... literally like one instance, like one injury could like end your entire career.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's so terrifying. Much pressure.
And, or like I remember when Ryan got hurt mm-hmm. and had to sit out the whole rest of the season. Like,
yeah, it's heartbreaking. So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fast forward to January this year, I had my surgery and everything went well. The doctor said the tumor was around the size of 4 golf balls put together.
My, no wonder.
Seriously.
That's huge.
I know. That's why I was like trying to like physically picture that. That's insane. But thankfully, it was not cancerous. So here's where I need advice. Since my surgery, I did get to finish out my last 2 competitions and it was amazing. But during my recovery, I was in the worst state of depression I've ever been in. To keep this already long story short, it has been several months since my surgery and I still cannot get myself to wear shorts or even look at my scar because it brings me back to such a hard time in my life. My team called me Superwoman because of how fast I recovered, but I hated being called that because I didn't do anything. All I did was lay in bed and cry all the time because I didn't think I was going to be able to dance anymore. And what's frustrating is that I know I didn't have cancer and that I healed perfectly fine and faster than the doctors thought, so I shouldn't be afraid of this scar. I'm at this constant battle in my head of feeling so sad but also being so mad at myself because I know that people have gone through so much worse than me, so why am I complaining? I should be grateful of the outcome I had. So I need help. How do I get past this battle in my head because it's summer now and I can't keep wearing pants in 80-degree weather? Thanks for everything. P.S. I'm sorry. This is really long. Lauren.
I love the long ones.
I do too.
First of all, so never apologize.
And
that
was very like well written. So it was like,
very well written. Wow.
Girl, this is where I wish I could just like sit and hug you.
Oh, I know. I want to like take her to coffee and just like the both of us just like go.
I'm just going to address the scar for like a second.
Yeah, go for it.
I am one of those weird people. Theme of this episode. I love scars.
Yeah.
I love scars. And I think it's to the point where it's like super weird. But every time I see a scar on someone, first of all, I think it is just such a unique thing. I also think it's like such a cool, like instantly it has you intrigued about like, what is the story behind it?
Exactly. What happened?
Yeah. I think right now, you know, the scar is representing something for you. But I just wanted to say, because I think we can all like adopt other people's mindsets, states. I think you should shift the way you view it.
Yeah, 100%.
Honestly. And I would love to see a picture of your scar.
Me too.
I think you should show us. I have a gnarly scar on the back of my head. It looks like a giant bald spot and it feels like rubber. But it's like, it's one of those things that like, it brings up stories and I talk about like how I like cracked my head open when I was younger. And yeah. I just think, anyways, I don't know if that helps you or not, but I just wanted to say, I think scars are beautiful. I really do.
I think scars are beautiful. And I think the thing with them is I think there's so much like tattoos.
Yeah, that's true.
And it really is how you think about it. Like Taryn said, it sounds like especially, and I totally get how you're thinking this way with dance and stuff. It sounds like it's a little bit of like a perfectionist personality that Lauren might have. And which is actually like amazing because you have to be that way to be like a good dancer and be competitive like that.
Totally.
So I feel like you're viewing the scar as like an imperfection, mm-hmm. as like a flaw on you. But the truth is it's this huge statement to like something that you survived and accomplished and got done. And people will see that and know that you've gone through something.
Yeah.
And you can see that. And a few months from now, when you're 100% better, you can look back at that scar and remember that, you know, you were down for a little bit, but like you moved past it. You stood up again. And that's all any of us can do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's another case of like downplaying. And that's a huge part of it is she keeps feeling like this wasn't a big deal. I didn't do anything. Like so much people have it worse. And like, you know. I mean, and every person in life can look at the worst thing that's ever happened to them and someone else has something that could technically be considered worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to, like, that's not fair to compare yourself to other people.
No, not at all.
You have to, like, acknowledge, and I'm telling you right now, what you went through was really intense. Like, surgery at all is such an intense thing that your body goes through. The thought and the emotions that come with, like, the thought of you might having cancer is a lot that your mind has to go through.
Yeah.
Being in recovery, like I was Googling, you know, like post-surgery depression, it's such a common thing, and especially with athletes because of that fear of not being able to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing, and I think that's why people are calling you Superwoman or whatever, and I get that like you're like, I don't feel like I deserve that title, but at the same time, it's because you're seeing yourself through harsh eyes because you're being your own critic, but everyone else is seeing that like you did go through a very intense situation and you healed and it sounds like you recovered, you know, like a bad boss, and that's great. But like it still was a hard thing you went through. And so I think right now you're trying to dismiss the situation, but you have all these residual like intense feelings that are very valid because you did go through something hard.
Yeah. And I think that's one of those reasons why we have to have friends in our lives and like her teammates in her life to like just remind her of like the truth about the situation, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we do get in our heads and we do downplay things and we do want to forget about it or we don't want to talk about it or whatever. Yeah. But like that's what friends are for. That's what teammates are for.
Yeah.
And you might not be there yet, but like pretty soon they're going to lift you up and you'll be back to normal, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's what friends are for and that's what they're supposed to do.
Totally. And I'm going to make a total leap here that I'm not qualified to make, but that's the whole thing. We're not qualified for anything, so.
At all, actually.
Don't totally listen to us.
Don't come at us.
But I think there's something, she talks about being bullied.
Yeah.
So there's a very, like, she's been a victim.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I feel like when people are bullied and they feel victimized, they don't like that feeling because they feel like they don't have power. So in this situation where she's being treated like a victim.
Yeah.
There could be a pushback on that of her being like, stop it, I'm fine. Like, I don't need that, because she has like a lot tied to that. And, you know, again, that could not be the case. But I think throughout your story and the fact that you're saying like, I haven't even talked to any about this, I think there's a lot more going on that needs to be addressed. And like I said in the beginning, I think you should try to still find someone that you can talk to that can pour into you, because a lot of this stuff is probably tied together.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad you said that, because it's probably really true. And she probably needs to hear it. And I know I've had situations where I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're probably spot on.
Or not. Again.
Or not. We don't know. Yeah. You let us know.
But girl, you are a strong person. 100%. I can't even imagine. My mom just had surgery on like her toe, and just watching how much that like took her out.
Yeah.
And how painful the recovery's been. Like, you've been through a lot, so give yourself credit for that. And then also know that like people are around you and they want to support you.
And it's okay to let them.
It's okay to let them, but it's okay to also.
It's not weakness.
No.
Yeah.
It's okay to also, like, you got to look out for yourself too, and you got to find ways that, you know, are going to help you keep being healthier with your mental health. That's like always the first thing.
Self-care
is
not selfish in any way.
So I'm hugging you. I'm air hugging you.
We both are. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Yes.
For sharing your story with us and for being vulnerable with us. It means a lot.
Yeah, you
hopefully
got this.
This was helpful. If in the future you decide to let us know how you're doing and how you're recovering, we would so appreciate it.
Yes.
And no pressure. But if you wanted to send a picture of your scar.
Yeah. You know what, girl? Go put today. I don't know what time you're listening to this. Put on a pair of shorts and just take a walk around your neighborhood.
We
That's it.
Double dog 5 minutes. Dare you.
5 minutes. Take a walk outside. Mm. Just, you got to start, like, giving yourself the freedom to, like, show that beautiful scar. I guarantee if I saw you, I'd be like, oh, my God, awesome scar. How'd you get it?
I ask people all the time. I did not want to say this because it's not in any way, like, comparable. But I had a mole removed from my knee when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah.
And I was so embarrassed of this scar because it ended up being a lot bigger than I was told it was supposed to be. It was just supposed to be, like, you know, it was weird, and they were worried about skin cancer.
Yeah.
And so they took it off, and then the scar ended up being like massive, and especially for me, like as a 4-year-old, and it took up like a good chunk of my knee. And it happened during the summer, and I was so embarrassed to wear my shorts during the summer because I was just like, oh, people are gonna like, you know, think weird about it. They're gonna be like, what's that? And I'm gonna have to explain, you know. I was like embarrassed to say that I got a mole removed. But it ended up being so much fun because people were like, whoa. Yeah. Your scar, what's that? Like, what happened? Yeah. You know, and I ended like up actually kind of like liking it because so many people were coming up and talking to me. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, I'm so cool today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just like, I thought in my head it was this big situation and it wasn't. And I know it's not comparable to like 4 golf sized tumors.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But I feel like once you put on the shorts and you go out there and you realize it's not that big of a deal, then again, it'll be fine.
It's your body. Take control.
Take control.
You got this. I love how our stories always end up kind of going together.
Yeah. Yeah. We did not plan that.
We did not plan that.
We never
planned this episode is going on forever. I'm literally going to say one dad joke, and then we're going to say goodbye. Are you ready?
You have a dad joke.
Girl, I always have a dad joke.
She has like this like secret supply stashed in her phone.
Do.
Just in case.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too. Oh, damn. Why do
you
I
started
always do
off
this?
So strong.
I know. Okay. Yeah. I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised.
You laughed.
Yes.
Well done. That
Nailed
was good.
It.
That was a good one.
Okay, that's it.
That's all you get.
That we'll
was
skip
great.
It. We'll
that was have a great ending. That was a happy ending to a more serious episode.
Yes.
Which I know you guys said you guys like a lot. So there you go.
Boom.
If you have any stories that you would like to share with us or write to us, if you feel like you are just like, you have a story, but you don't feel like sharing it, just share it.
Yeah. Just be anonymous.
It. We want to know. You don't have to tell us all like the secret details. Yeah. Just like tell us the situation.
Totally.
We would love it. Email us at advice unsolicited Pod@gmail.com.
Yep. And follow our socials because, guys, we're creating a fam. We totally are.
We are killing it.
Our Insta fam is so fun.
So much fun. You guys are hilarious. Yeah. Also, your edits. I cannot with your edits. It's so funny. Please continue with that. And we hope you have a happy Monday.
Yeah. Send us selfies of yourself listening. Yes, please. All right. We love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.